3461.
Come on now. Give us, light it up. Light up the phone lines right now. Man, as soon as you start saying it, Bozzy, I see two phone calls coming
That's
in.
It. Let's go.
It's the Boz Luck Factor here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. We're going to go to our first break. When we come back, we're diving into the game of the week where we went to tonight. We're going to be talking about area games that were of major importance, I should say. Even though it is only week one, we're going to talk upsets that happened tonight, and we're going to get recaps. But coming up in a minute, it's Friday Night Highlights, where you call in and you tell us what stuck out to you at the game you were at here this evening. It's the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show, rolling along here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Hang out with us. It's a beautiful Friday night.
This is Alan Meyer, Senior Vice President and Business Development Officer at Community National Bank. As a proud Nemaha County native, I deeply understand the unique needs of our local communities. At CNB, we prioritize hometown values and personalized service. Trust us to be your financial partner committed to supporting your dreams and the growth of our community. Stop by and visit with me. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
Equal housing lender.
Corn production has changed dramatically over the years. Recently, the hot topics surrounding profitability are plant health and spoon-feeding nitrogen. Coron, a controlled-release liquid nitrogen, is quickly absorbed into the plant and then slowly released over a period of 3 to 4 weeks. Coron can be applied with your post-herbicide application to give your corn plants the boost of energy they need while determining ear size and growing roots to reach previously applied soil fertilizers. Contact your local Helena salesman to see how Coron can positively affect your return on investment.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
We are wrapping up another summer, which means one thing for you farmers, time to gear up for harvest. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is ready to provide you with the parts, the service, and the machinery you need to have a successful and smooth harvest. Get your equipment checked out now to prevent breakdowns and downtime when it's time to hit the fields. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer in Washington, Marysville, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
The term free does not come around very often. Now is the time for you to take advantage of free times three with Giant Communications. Did you know you can sign up for internet right now with Giant Communications for free? That's right, free times three. It's the promotion running right now for free installation, free month of service, and a free month of managed Wi-Fi. Call them today at 785-362-9331 or go to the website at GiantCom, that's GiantCOMM.net, to see if you qualify. It's the free times three promotion going on right now with Giant Communications.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. Pain is never normal, and if you are in pain, that is your body's way of telling you that something is not right. We have a 95% satisfaction rate treating neck pain, back pain, and headaches. The main reason we get the great results that we do is we emphasize teamwork between doctor and patient and place an emphasis on correcting the problems rather than managing them. Remember, pain is not normal, and if you are experiencing any of these conditions, our team at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness is very successful treating them. Call us today at 284-0088.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
In the sports world, offense scores points, but defense wins championships. That's how we should all view our finances, too. Earning money puts points on the board, but saving money keeps you in the game. For a reliable teammate you can count on, turn to DSB.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And we're back here, segment number two. It's the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. I'm Jake. That's Boz. Boz, tell the folks hi again.
Hey, everybody.
And we are in segment number two. We're getting ready. Hey, there's Schleppy joining in with us. What's up, Schleppy? We miss old Schlepp, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
All right. Hey, we're in here at the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Bozzy, give us a rundown of those scores.
All right, let's get some scores here. Republic County, they fall to Troy. My dark horse pick this season, Troy, off to a great start. 42-8 over Republic County.
The fighting Rob Carnes over there at Troy.
Let's go. Marysville, they get the big win tonight over Nemaha Central, 16-8. Atchison, they fall to Ottawa, 14-24. Axtell, we just got to pause for a second.
Yeah.
Axtell,
come on.
On their quest to four-peat, is that even a thing?
Four-peat.
Four-peat.
Now, if it's done, first time in eight-man history.
History. Unbelievable. They started off well, 76-6. They get the win over Lynn tonight on the road. Centralia, close game here. Centralia gets a win over Valley Heights, 20-14. Probably got to talk about that a little more here in a little bit.
Yep.
Frankfort, another team. I was the Fighting West Andersons. Let's go. They take it to Clifton Clyde tonight, 42-22.
Yeah.
Big win to start the season off for Frankfort. Onega, another big win, 40-0 over Donovan West. Royal Valley, they get the victory over Hiawatha, 18-13.
Big win there.
Big win for them.
That was a close game. 2 years in a row, these two teams.
Oh.
Last year, Hiawatha beats Royal Valley 14-13 in the opening game of the season. This year, Royal Valley gets the edge, 18-13. Just, again, great week one game.
Absolutely. Close game at Holton tonight. Sabetha gets the win, 7-6.
Snapping a three-game losing streak.
Yep, Sabetha gets the victory there. Riley County defeats Jeff West, 27-14. St. Mary's all over Jake's dark horse team, Perla Compton.
Week one.
We're going to throw that asterisk out there. St. Mary's gets the win, 30-6. Rossville, Silver Lake. We got the final on that.
What a game.
Listen to it. Can you expect anything less?
Oh, War on 24. First broadcast ever on 96.9 KOZA, The Pulse. Wade Gerstner's back after 18-year sabbatical. His first broadcast back, and it's a instant classic.
Instant classic. Overtime game. Silver Lake, they get the win, 33-26. How many, if you look back historically, how many times Rossville, Silver Lake have just had battles like that?
And then the last 12 games before tonight, 6 wins Rossville, 6 wins Silver Lake.
Yeah, just split down the middle. But unbelievable. Horton, they get a big win tonight. They take
the Valley
Falls, the Chargers, 38-8.
Big win.
Yes, Jackson Heights, they defeated Riverside after a little slow start, close game, but they get the win tonight, 35-7.
Big win. What scores do we still need?
Still need Hanover at El Saline, Blue Valley at Washington County.
Okay.
ACCH at McLouth. That's a big score I want to hear about, because we kind of talked ACCH, McLouth,
ACCH,
forgot the S. just got a score in real quick here. Blue Valley, they defeat Washington County 42-14.
Okay.
But yes, ACCHS at McLouth. I want to know what that score is. I was kind of teetering there, McLouth.
Yeah.
I think that's the team that's going to make some noise. So
bringing a lot of kids back.
Yep. Pleasant Ridge at Oskaloosa, we still need that score. And JCN at Mar Hill Mount Academy.
Yeah, those are some scores we need. So, Bozzy, hit that phone number again.
785-547-3461.
Hit us up. Give us scores that we're needing. Last time Boz gave us the phone number, it was instantaneous phone calls giving us score updates. Nobody wanted to talk, though, and that's fine. Giant Communications proudly presenting our hotline, 785-547-3461. Talk about the game you were at tonight. I tell you what, if you were at the Rossville-Silver Lake game, give us a call. If you were at ACCHS, give us a call. If you were at Nemaha, Marysville, give us a call. If you were at Holton Sabetha, give us a call. Jackson Heights, Riverside, Cobra Country, I know you're driving home right now through Donovan County, heading back to Highway 75. Give us a call and let us in on how tonight's games went. Because, again, the folks at home, the other listeners, they're curious just as much as we are about how these games panned out here tonight. Also, we've got our Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball segment back here in 2024 once again. That means you can nominate somebody on that same phone number. You can call in and give us a player that you think should be Boz's pick for the Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball of the Night. And I know we've got a handful of kids that have just straight up balled out tonight.
Yeah.
Shout out Niosi from Horton. I know he had a heck of a ball game. I know that Drake Melly's had a ball game for Jackson Heights. But I don't have anybody giving me anything yet. What do you got?
I got one. Josh Daniels, Onega, 3 touchdowns, over 100 yards rushing tonight.
Okay.
So we got a couple nominees, but we need some more.
Okay. All right. So who is the second one you got?
Dalton Niosi.
Okay, Niosi from Horton. Okay, perfect. So we got 2 nominees right now. We like having 5 to 10. So make sure you give us a call, 785-547-3461. If you're watching online, give them a wave, Boz. Huh? The camera's over here, buddy.
Over here. I was looking
at it. Yeah, you were looking at
the screen
at it.
Right there.
Yeah. And you can type it in the chat. If you got somebody on Facebook Live, feel free to put it in the chat as well. Hey, score coming in. Thank you, Brady, as he gives us the score of Oskaloosa, Pleasant Ridge. The Bears, 26. The Rams, 14. So Oskaloosa takes down Pleasant Ridge, 26-14. In that one. Thank you again, Brady, on Facebook for getting us that score update. And so, again, give us a player of the game that you thought from the game you were at. Give us some information about what happened in that game as well on the Giant Communications Hotline at 785-547-3461. We're going to get straight into, I better go ahead and let people know about some of these games, shall we?
Yeah.
We got some recaps ready to rock and roll already. And so you heard it on 103.9 KNZA tonight, and that was Horton at Valley Falls, where Mr. Niosi, Boz, he was unstoppable.
We had ourselves a Northeast Kansas League showdown on Friday night in Week 1 at Valley Falls as the Dragons were playing host to the Horton Chargers here on 103.9 FM. And both teams struggling out of the gate with a couple of early turnovers, but both teams got the offenses going towards the second quarter. Horton had the first 2 touchdowns of the game. Jackson Moman from 15 yards out made it 8-0 Chargers. They followed that up after a Valley Falls punt with Dalton Niosi, who had a monster night. We'll get to him in a moment, but a 1-yard touchdown run, which capped a 95-yard touchdown drive. Horton at that point dominating at 16-0, but Valley Falls came back, needed it, and got it with a 58-yard touchdown drive. Grant Meyer on a 1-yard touchdown run. They added 2, so it was a 16-8 score. Horton had the lead at the half, but the game would turn quickly on its side in the third quarter. Back-to-back pick sixes for the Chargers went from 16-8 to a 30-8 lead in the blink of an eye. Talon Hooper, a pick six from 50 yards out, followed up just a few plays later. Trent Lockwood from 56 yards out. So again, back-to-back pick sixes, and then one more touchdown for Niosi in the fourth quarter from 40 yards out. At that point, 38-8, and the game was put away. Dalton Niosi was our player of the game, 22 carries for 218 yards and 2 touchdowns for Horton. It's their first win against Valley Falls since 2014. Up next for both in Week 2 next Friday night, Horton, they will be on the road at Jefferson County North. Valley Falls, they will be at Oskaloosa. Chargers win at Valley Falls, 38-8. Reporting for the High School Scoreboard Show, I'm Brandon Tadman.
All right, B-Tad, thank you very much for that. Again, Horton getting the victory there at Valley Falls. How about Onega at Donovan West? And, Boz, this is on 92.1 KMZA. You know who else on 92.1 KMZA now?
Who's that?
Mr. Crinded Prophet. Crinded Prophet, the Cobra commentator from the past couple of seasons, and now doing some live play-by-play on 92.1 KMZA Seneca. Did a great job tonight and had one where the Buffaloes really outraced the Mustangs.
Hello, everyone. This is Crinan Prophet from KMZA 92.1, where the Mustangs just had a home opener against the Onega Buffaloes, where the Buffaloes were able to win 40-0 over Donovan West. Here is the breakdown. Onega started off with the ball in the first half, and in 2 minutes 13 seconds, they had their first touchdown from 15 yards out from Josh Daniels, just one of 3 touchdowns he had. He also had a 40-yard rushing touchdown in the third quarter, along with a 40-yard rushing touchdown that he got pitched to from Jackson Coulterman. Jackson Coulterman, who had a dominant performance as well with 2 touchdowns of his own, both with his feet. He also had a 2-point conversion for himself. Now, the Buffalo's hat went 2 of 6 on 2-point conversions overall, helping their score of 40-0. Breaking it down by the quarter, Buffalo's led 12-0 entering the second quarter, 26-0 entering the half, and then 40-0 into the fourth quarter. In the fourth quarter, Jackson Coulton was taken out of the game, not because of injury, but because the head coach just thought it'd be a wise decision. Take him out when they're up by 40, and keep him healthy for next week as Onega takes on Valley Heights in the TVL, and then a non-TVL matchup for Donovan West as they will take on Pleasant Ridge at Highland Community College on the turf field. But that's the end here. That's the recap. I'm Krim Prophet here with 92.1 KMZA. The Buffaloes win 40-0 over Donovan West.
Good job, Crittenden. That was a good recap. He did Cobra.
He did some
Cobra Channel recap, yeah. But great job, young man. So once again, the Buffaloes, Buzz.
Yeah.
Blanking Donovan West 40-0 tonight. That was a big win there for Onega. Why don't we go over to Atchison, 93.7 FM KAIR's broadcast tonight. Saying hello to Joseph Curry down there at Care Radio again. Good evening, Joseph. Thanks for hanging out with us once again. Friday nights are no longer easy early evenings for Joseph down at Care anymore. Sorry about that, Joseph. But he was in house as Tom Couts was at Amelia Earhart Field tonight, taking in the Ottawa at Atchison ballgame tonight, where the Phoenix tried to start off hot again this season against the Cyclones.
For the third consecutive season, Atchison and Ottawa paired up for the first game of the football season. And tonight at Amelia Earhart Stadium in Atchison, it was Ottawa's first win in that series as they bump off AHS 24-14. Ottawa jumped out early, leading 7-0, and then ultimately 14-0 at the end of the opening quarter before Jaden Carter got into the end zone on a one-yard run. Atchison trailed 14-7, down 21-7 at halftime. Battled back in the fourth quarter, but came up just short. Second AHS touchdown was a 64-yard pass from Colton Bonnell to Eric Smith. And the Phoenix will start the season at 0-1. It is a 1-0 beginning for the Cyclones. So again, tonight, Amelia Earhart Stadium in Atchison, it was Ottawa 24, Atchison 14. Tom Cowles reporting for the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, Tom. My goodness. It's good to hear his voice, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Every single year, love hearing Tom Cowles. And a good update there from tonight's matchup over there in the Metal Arc Conference. But the Phoenix Buzz fall a little bit short here for the first time against Ottawa in that three-game series. First loss in that series for Atchison. Why don't we go to the Big East League? How do you feel about that?
Let's go.
Hiawatha at Royal Valley was going to be on the Hiawatha Channel. Technical difficulties down there at Royal Valley High School. It's unfortunate, and unfortunately it was out of our control. Seth Tolleson was on site. He does have a recap for us, and I got to say something that's a little comedic that the folks at home will probably maybe appreciate.
Okay.
They've learned listening to the scoreboard show. You know, you remember how long this scoreboard show used to be, by chance?
Used to be. Oh.
Like time-wise?
30 minutes?
30 minutes or so.
Yeah.
Now it's about Ray Penning in the other studio. 3 hours. Okay, it could go hour and a half, hour and 45. Well, these recaps need to be underneath 2 minutes or so.
Yeah.
So I sent that text out to all the broadcasters tonight saying, hey, have a great call. You know, have fun. Football's back. Recaps, remember, send them to this email, and then try to keep them under 2 minutes. I got a text message outside of that from Mr. Seth Tolleson that says, you keep your scoreboard show under 2 hours, I'll keep my recap under 2 minutes. And his recap was 1 minute 58 seconds. Let's listen to Hiawatha at Royal Valley. Here's Seth.
Week number one in the Big East League was a doozy as Hiawatha and Royal Valley in Hoyt for the first game for both teams in the new league as the Panthers hosting the Red Hawks. Both teams would score on their opening drive. Hiawatha getting the extra point. Royal Valley going for two, unable to connect. The score 7-6, and that would be the score at halftime as Hiawatha just two more possessions, ending with a punt and a fumble, and then Royal Valley turnover on downs, and then the half coming to an end. Again, the halftime score 7-6. Second half, a lot of fireworks as there were several turnovers, lots of punts, as it was Royal Valley going ahead and getting to 18 as they score two touchdowns in the third and fourth quarter as they take an 18-7 lead. Hiawatha would score in the fourth quarter as it was a touchdown kickoff return after Royal Valley's last touchdown of the game. Ethan Morton took it to the house from 75 yards out for the touchdown. They went for two to try to make it a three-point game. They came up short to make the score 18-13. Royal Valley would get the ball back, and after five plays, they would have to punt the ball. Hiawatha then also would have a possession where they were unable to get anything going and gave it back up to Royal Valley, who then turned it over on downs. Hiawatha's final drive, they had the ball at the 16-yard line, drove it to about the 45. A fourth down and about 20 came up a yard short of the first down. Royal Valley was able to kneel out the rest of the way as the Panthers survive an absolute classic battle between the Redhawks and the Panthers. Again, your final score from Hoyt. Royal Valley wins it 18-13 over Hiawatha. I'm Seth Tollefson reporting for the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, Seth, thank you very much for that. Yeah, great game down there in Hoyt here this evening. We should be having a recap coming up from the Holton game. Holton Sabetha, really intrigued by that one as well, coming up here in just a little bit. But once again, the phone lines are open for you. Giant Communications Hotline is open at 785-547-3461. 785-547-3461 is the phone number. Give us a call. Talk about the game you were at. Nominate somebody to be the Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominee as well. Or you can do what Kim just did on the Facebook feed. Give us your nominee on the in the chat on the Facebook feed, and we'll make sure to get them on the list as well, as she just nominated Drake Mellies from Jackson Heights for that. So feel free to, on any platform, any way you can make it happen, by all means, do so. We want to make sure these kids get the love they deserve for having such good nights, absolutely, here this evening. And there it is. We've got the recap here from Holton Sabetha Boz, a Big East battle, a one-point difference.
Yeah.
In this one, Sabetha snaps the three-game losing streak to the Wildcats. Let's hear from Justin Fluke, who had the call tonight.
A classic Holton Sabetha battle in week one that lived up to its billing in their Mid-East League initial debut. A one-point game in the end with Sabetha beating Holton 7-6. Two touchdowns, one for each team. Sabetha scored theirs early in the second quarter after they stopped Holton on downs at midfield. And then it was a 32-yard pass play from Mitchell Kramer to Kyler Winger, the biggest play of the night and the only play for either team of more than 14 yards. But Kyler Winger made the reception for Mitchell Kramer. And then Cole Minold ran in Sabetha's score, a 7-yard touchdown. The extra point kicked by Jayton Meyer good for a 7-0 lead. It stayed that way through halftime. And the Wildcats had their best drive coming out of the locker room. To begin the third quarter, Holton marched 72 yards on 11 plays and got a 14-yard TD run on an option play pitched by Bodie Dillon to Logan Altenberg. The first extra point was good, but there was a false start flag. The second extra point also good, but also a false start flag. The third extra point try for Holton from 30 yards out was no good, wide left, and that proved to be the difference in the game. Sabetha finished with 215 total yards and made some big stops defensively in the second half and in the fourth quarter, as Holton had four second half drives and turned it over on downs on the final three. Sabetha was 135 yards rushing and 80 yards passing, with Mitchell Kramer going 8 of 15 through the air. Holton had 8 more yards than Sabetha did of total offense, but Alders came on the ground as the Wildcats were 0 for 4 in the passing game. Holton's balanced rushing attack led by Kyler Jackson with 87 yards. Kel Frazier had 47 yards, Logan Altenberg 41 yards, and Corbin Wilson 37 yards. Holton 0-1 will be at Riley County for another Big East game in week two. Sabetha had Cole Minold run for 71 yards and a touchdown on his 18 carries. and that helped the Blue Jays get to 1-0 before their home opener in the Big East League next Friday against Perry LeCompton. Again, the final score, Sabetha 7, Holton 6. Again, only one play for either team of more than 14 yards in this defensive battle and a slugfest here tonight with both teams rebuilding in the offensive line, but Sabetha beats Holton for the second year in a row, and they do it to start 2024 here on the road. For the MSC Sports Radio Network, I'm Justin Fluke reporting.
All right, Justin, thank you very much for that. Holton falling to Sabetha tonight, 7-6. Breaking that three-game losing streak did the Blue Jays underneath first-year head coach Caleb Moeller.
Yeah, true story.
Okay.
You got something else you want to throw in there?
I just wanted to see how you would react to that. But that was our game of the week, Bob.
Yeah.
We decided to go Holton, Sabetha. Listen, you and I are both from Jackson County, so typical with our $50 gift certificate, people picked up on us pretty quickly.
Pretty quickly.
So I was donning my Ravens shirt still, even though last night happened. I promised the MSC radio listening audience that's how you can recognize me. You're donning your Hutch Blue Dragons T-shirt.
Yep.
So that's how they recognized you. And the first person that correctly came up and didn't just say, hey, what's up, Jake? Or hey, what's up, boss?
Yeah.
It was... Hey, Jake and Boz from the Scoreboard Show. This is your game of the week. Was Chris Heineken. So Chris Heineken of Denison, Rural Denison, won a $50 gift certificate to Jets Pizza in Holton. Next week, find us at one of the five games we will highlight in the next segment, and you will win a $50 gift certificate to a place to be determined. If you have a business that would like to donate a gift card, you can call us at 785-547-3461 as well, Giant Communications Hotline is open for you. Giant Communications, when you want free. Boz, you know what's better than just one thing that's free?
I think you said a lot of free stuff.
Yeah, free times three. That's free installation, free month of service, and free month of managed Wi-Fi. GiantComm.net to learn more how you can qualify in your area for that promotion. Doing everything to keep you connected since 1955 with Giant Communications. All right, our game of the week was Holton Sabetha. And a lot of the reasons behind it was it's Holton Sabetha.
Yeah.
It's a rivalry. It's a consistent classic between the two. The first time in a long time that it was not Garrett Michael across from Brooks Barta.
Yep.
And it was traditional power football for the most part that we were able to take in that first half. Sabetha, they did do what they've done, and they can put the ball in the air a few times as well.
Yeah. Well, and the big thing, too, I mean, when we kind of looked at this, really for me there was two teams that are traditional powerhouse teams. They've had really good teams in the past, and they both teams virtually having to rebuild. I mean, this was a massive rebuild year for both teams. They graduated a ton. Holton, they really lost their offensive line for the most part, their defensive line. Got good guys at skill positions, but running the wishbone offense, got to have the beef up front. Those guys, that they just control everything. Sabetha, they only had two offensive returning starters, three defensive starters. It was really interesting. I wanted to see what these teams would look like, and,
sure.
It was. I mean, it was a defensive battle. Again, first game of the season, both teams trying to figure things out. Holton had some opportunities in the second half, some untimely penalties. Lost yardage on third or fourth down. I think at one point they had a fourth and three, bobbled a snap, ended up fourth and eight, turnover on downs. That happened twice. They missed the extra point once. They made it twice, had untimely penalties. But
yeah.
Sabetha, they did what they needed to do to win the ball game.
Yeah, and I think that is when you know you've got, and I don't want to say depleted because that's not fair to the other kids. That's not fair to the team.
Yeah.
You can't say depleted. But what you can say is when you lose the consistent cogs of the wheel,
yeah,
like a Sabetha just lost and Holton just lost, it might take a few weeks of getting things back in a groove.
Yeah.
And I think we saw both teams kind of struggling a little bit tonight.
Sure.
Which is to be expected because it's...
Week one.
Thank you. Okay, I wanted to make sure you're still with me.
I'm with you.
Okay.
Week one.
It's week one.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of season left. There is.
But it's a good point of emphasis that, you know, even when you got a system, even when you've got a program with the richness of both of these teams, you still got to have the consistency of what's word I'm looking for here? The consistency of the plug and play aspect of it, I guess, where you can fill that gap in the meantime until you can get it shored up.
There's a learning curve.
Thank you. That's what I was looking for. Yeah. There's a big learning curve right now for both of these teams.
Yep.
And I think we saw that tonight, and that's why it was a 7-6 game.
Yeah.
And very good defensively from both sides, I felt like.
Yeah.
From what we took in. And I think both of these teams will be vastly different teams come week 9, week 8, than what was tonight. And every team will be like that.
Yeah. And I think these two teams are going to be vastly different here in probably week 3.
Sure.
With the learning curve, we talk about some new guys stepping into some new roles, offensive line. It does take time to figure out blocking schemes and all the different things that they have to do, and they're going to get better. I think if you're Holton and you're Sabetha, you're going to go home tonight. Coaches, I bet you they're watching film tonight. They're breaking things down. And the level of improvement week by week is going to be immense for both these teams. I think they both are going to, by the second half of the season, they're going to look totally different.
Well, we're going to pump up the jams a little bit here, Boz. Okay. We got to get back to another break. When we come back, though, we've got more nominees to get to you. We got scores to give to you when we come back. Here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show, 785-547-3461. You're hanging out with Jake and Boz on a Friday. Good evening. It's a beautiful one.
This is Alan Meyer, Senior Vice President and Business Development Officer at Community National Bank. As a proud Nemaha County native, I deeply understand the unique needs of our local communities. At CNB, we prioritize hometown values and personalized service. Trust us to be your financial partner, committed to supporting your dreams and the growth of our community. Stop by and visit with me. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
The term free does not come around very often. Now is the time for you to take advantage of free times three with Giant Communications. Did you know you can sign up for internet right now with Giant Communications for free? That's right, free times three. It's the promotion running right now for free installation, free month of service, and a free month of managed Wi-Fi. Call them today at 785-362-9331 or go to the website at GiantCom, that's GiantCOMM.net, to see if you qualify. It's the free times three promotion going on right now with Giant Communications.
Life changes, then it changes again. Predicting the unexpected in life is impossible. That's why it's called unexpected. So when it comes to your financial goals, our philosophy is don't predict, prepare.
At Edward Jones, we know that a job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security.
Let's work together to help make sure you're equipped for life's unexpected events.
To learn more, call myself, Jeff Russell in Sabetha, Shannon Wright in Holton, or Brad Edwards in Hiawatha.
Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Natty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, dyed and cleared diesel, as well as DEP. Natty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work as well as conservation and tile projects. MCON recently received the Safety Excellence Award, offering turnkey services for water and sewer projects. MCON has delivered results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned local business in Wathena. MCON is also always looking to add to their 90-plus member team. Contact MCON in Wathena or visit mconunderground.com.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
You want to bank on your time, at your convenience? At GN Bank, our technology gives you banking access anytime, anywhere, and features online, mobile, and voice banking. Need to deposit a check? Use our easy and secure mobile deposit. We also tailor banking solutions for business customers. Terms and conditions apply. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com.
Rolling along here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. You're hanging out with Jake and Boz on a Friday, 10:21 on a Friday. And Boz, it is 57 degrees outside.
Shut up.
Love this weather.
Is it football weather?
Football weather. It's almost sweater weather.
Yeah.
For some people. Here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Speaking of scores, Boz, why don't you give us some of those?
We got all the scores, so let's roll through.
Good job.
Yeah.
Good job, everybody. Ray Penning has been on it. Kurt Kilman, Joseph Curry down at Care. You, obviously, on your Twitter sphere, Brandon Tabman correcting us when we need corrected.
We do have a correction. I'll get to that here shortly. So here's what we got on scores. Hanover, they defeat El Saline 34-16. Troy gets a big win over Republic County 42-8. Marysville gets the upset win over Nemaha Central tonight 16-8. Ottawa defeats Atchison 24-14. Axtell continues to roll 76-6 tonight over Lynn. Blue Valley, they get the win over Washington County 42-14. Close game here, Centralia. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Centralia, they defeat Valley Heights 20-14. Real good game on that one. I'd love for somebody to call in and tell us about ball game. Was it really, really close, or did something happen?
Come on,
did Valley Heights score late to make it close? I don't know. I want to know what
happened.
It. The correction we've got, initial Twitter score we had was wrong. Frankfurt, I didn't give them enough credit.
They didn't just beat them, dude.
No, they didn't just beat them. They dropped the, what do you?
70 burger.
Frankfurt defeats Clifton Clyde 70-36. That's a crazy way to start the season. Onega. Talk about crazy. Onega drops 40 tonight.
You can make that a burger.
A 40 burger?
40 burger.
Okay. Onega defeats Donovan West 40-0. Royal Valley gets the win against Hiawatha 18-13. Sabetha in a close one. They defeat Holton 7-6. Riley County, another team.
Look out.
New league, the Big East.
Look out.
Riley County gets the win against Jefferson West 27-14. St. Mary's, they defeated Perry LeCompton 30-6. The War on 24, fantastic game. Overtime, Silver Lake defeats Rossville 33-26. And just so you know, if you weren't listening to the game, Silver Lake, Rossville took the lead with like 45 seconds to
45
go.
45 seconds.
Silver Lake marches down the field, kicks the field goal to tie the game with 1.5 on the clock.
In 1A and 2A, how many times do you have a kicker that's going to kick a field goal in 1A and 2A football in Northeast Kansas?
Just doesn't happen a lot, but it did tonight.
And it proved to be, not only did it get the tie, he doesn't make that kick, they don't win the game.
Exactly. Go into overtime, and he kicked the extra point, but Silver Lake scored. They get the win tonight, big win for him. The score I wanted to know about, McLouth. They defeat Atchison County Community High School.
There you go.
32-12.
The Tigers dropped to the dogs.
McLouth, that's a team.
I almost picked them. I mean, if you could have seen Boz and I as we were just, I mean, the smoke was rolling out of our ears. We were thinking way too hard on who our dark horses would be this year. And McLouth was up there. But I'm going to say McLouth was up there for you. Roll Valley was up there for me.
Yep.
And they were definitely the close seconds for our.
Oh, absolutely. We picked a team, so we're going to go with that
team.
Yeah,
we're not going to change now.
But I'm going to talk a little bit about McLeod's because they were.
Give them some love.
They were right there, too. So great start from McLeod.
Yep.
Horton, they get the win over Valley Falls 38-8. Oskaloosa, they defeat Pleasant Ridge tonight 26-14.
Mm-hmm.
Close game. Another score that we just got in. Mar Hill, Mount Academy.
How about the Ravens?
Gets the win tonight 22-20 over JCN.
Wow. And Ray Penning's Mar Hill Mount Academy, he walked in and he said, "My Ravens won."
He did.
Shout out to Ray Penning's Mar Hill Mount Academy, a team that did not get a win last year, Boz.
Yep. Yep.
And they start off 2024, a big win against the state runner-up from a season ago.
Yeah, that was a really good win for Mar Hill Mount Academy. And the last score tonight, Jackson Heights, they defeat Riverside 35-7. What you got going there? Dodgeball?
Dodgeball, dude. Come on now.
All right.
The Cobras, yeah, big win against the Cyclones. But I'll tell you, again, second year in a row between Riverside and Jackson Heights.
Yeah.
Close game in the first half. Tough, gritty, just good defensive game.
Yeah.
And then second year in a row, though, Jackson Heights was able to pull away. Jackson Heights was not eligible, Boz, to be a dark horse team this year.
No.
And we'll get into our specifics on what quantifies a dark horse here in just a little bit. That way you, the listener, understand why certain teams weren't picked, you know, because you're thinking, man, Axtell, why aren't you picking them? They're gonna be good. Well, that's why.
Yeah.
Still waiting to get our final recap of the night from that War on 24. But a couple of games we wanted to go back to, dive a little bit deeper into. McLeod ACCHS was one you were looking forward to. Tell me, why was that such an intriguing matchup for you tonight?
Well, the thing with McLeod and ACCHS, you know, I was really curious. And again, you just mentioned it a second ago. McLeod, they've got a lot of returners on this team. They had a fantastic start to the season last year, kind of stumbled down the stretch, didn't make the playoffs. But they've got a lot of pieces back, and I think this is a team that they make it through the first part of their schedule loss-free.
Yeah,
I mean, and they did last year, but I think they've got the maturity and they, you know, you finished the season last year starting out as good as they did, and then they didn't finish well, and just that sting that it leaves you with. I think these guys are motivated, and I'm excited to see what they can do. So that was a big one for me because ACCHS,
yeah,
you talked about them very early,
yes,
this season. That, hey, these guys, they might be for real as well.
They brought 8 guys back offensively, 9 guys back defensively, did the Tigers. And then the Bulldogs, though, from McLeod, they brought back 9 on each side.
Yeah.
You talk about the schedule from McLeod, they're going up against your dark horse. So dark horse number 1 versus dark horse number 2 for you,
yeah,
is next week, McLeod at home versus Troy. Then they go to Riverside, to Jackson Heights. So you talk about the schedule?
Yeah.
It's pretty tough.
Yeah.
On the onset for the Bulldogs. Then they go at home against Valley Heights, at Pleasant Ridge, home against JCN, finish out the year at Onega. So that is Boz's intriguing matchup of the night. The one that I was really keeping my eye on, that I was really kind of excited about, was Troy Republic County.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I know they're your dark horse team, and I'm shocked you're not talking more about them.
Well, I was waiting to get to that.
Oh, okay.
Just wanted to jump on it right away.
But a Troy team that was under 500 a season ago, lest us not forget, wasn't very long ago they won a state title back in 2016.
Yeah.
Okay. And they got some dudes that you are just all about, and I'm right there with you. Starting with quarterback Gannon Bowe, who a season ago threw for 2,000 yards and 17 touchdowns last year.
The dude's an athlete.
He's an athlete. An animal.
He is.
And there's other pieces that I know that you want to get some love to.
And here's one that's crazy for me. Crazy may not be the right word, but Jack Hartman.
Yep.
This dude's a beast.
Big guy.
6'4", 227, and he's a running back.
Yeah.
That's a tight end.
Look out, dude.
That's a guy that's going to run down the field.
You're not tackling him.
No. I mean, he's a freight train running through the line. Come on.
You got a horn when he...
I'm getting out of the way.
Yeah.
If I'm a linebacker, I'm not excited about that.
You're getting out of the way whether it's 6'4", 2... What is he?
227.
6'4", 227, or if he's 5'5", 160.
I'd probably still get out of the way.
That's what I'm saying.
It's going to hurt a lot more when Jack Hartman runs over you. And then there's Troy. The reason I did pick them and I like them, Logan Blevins, kid last year, you know, he was hurt. He's coming back. Wide receiver. They've got offensive line. That's probably something, you know, a little bit of question mark there, but they've got size up front, guys that are filling those gaps. I mean, I look at this team and they've got all those pieces they need.
The intrigue for me with Troy was the fact they went from the Twin Valley League now to the Northeast Kansas League. We mentioned McLeod's schedule a minute ago. Troy at McLeod next week, home against Pleasant Ridge, at Horton, at Donovan West, home against Riverside, at Centralia, and end the season at Mar Hill. One school not on their schedule this year in the Northeast Kansas League, Jackson Heights.
Yeah.
And so when we're looking at potential title contenders in the Northeast Kansas League, McLeod's involved in that. So is Troy. So is Jackson Heights. And you can pick up your Pigskin preview at multiple locations. I know that we are running thin at a lot of locations, so if you haven't got one yet, make sure you go to our website, mscsports.net, and find out where you can pick one up at. 120 locations, to be exact.
Yep.
And so some of, you know, McLeod, they do not play, they play Jackson Heights, I guess, in week four, but Troy does not play Jackson Heights. And so the battle for the NEKL could come down to that Troy McLeod matchup already in week number two.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
It's nuts.
Yeah.
Okay, the other game that wasn't one that was on the radar ahead of time that we're not doing ourselves justice here on the Scoreboard Show. We got to dive in a little bit. Nemaha Central, Marysville, the upset of the evening. Nemaha Central falls 26-game winning streak is snapped by the Marysville Bulldogs. Marysville coming off a 3-6 season underneath Coach Tony Trimble, his third year at the helm, local guy that was at Valley Heights before at Marysville. But their last winning season, Bob, was all the way back in 2019. Will Attott, he was quarterback for Marysville. He led them last year in rushing, 789 yards, 13 touchdowns. The big difference and the concern coming into tonight. And again, we asked Coach Glatzik last week on our preview show about the target on the back. Get that noise out of here. We're media. We pump up our teams. We for sure in Northeast Kansas. But there was concern on the Nemaha Central side, strictly from the offensive line perspective, defensive line perspective. When you lose the likes of Holden Bass,
sure.
And Dieters as well.
Yeah,
those are big shoes to fill.
Sure.
Physically as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, on paper, looks like, okay, there's plug-and-play guys here.
Yep.
I wasn't at the game. I wish I would have someone to call in, give us some input. You got a little something?
We didn't get any phone calls, but I did get some inside scoop, got a couple texts. One of the things that I think it played into Nemaha just having some new guys up front.
Sure.
Marysville, the word I got was they were big.
Yeah.
They were physical up front, probably the most physical team that they'd seen in several years.
Okay.
Quarterback's 190 pounds. Good player
not
for
small.
Marysville, not small. Fullback was 250. We talked about a 227
Jack
running
Urban.
Back coming at you. 250, that's a horse.
So, again, it's week one.
Yep.
It does not define your season.
No.
If anything else, it might alleviate that pressure. And as you mentioned earlier in the show, might be that shot in the arm already.
Yep. And that's something I asked, you know, last week on our kind of our, what did we call it last year?
Preview show. Yep.
You know, you get some of these teams back-to-back state titles going for a three-peat, 26-game win streak. And I asked the question to a couple of the coaches, do you think the kids feel that? Do you recognize that pressure that they're under to maintain the win streak and get another state title? Not saying that led into tonight's game, but you drop a game, first one of the season, plenty of time to recover, improve, get better, make your run. But maybe there's a, oh, okay, we lost a game.
Mm-hmm.
Now we can just get back to business and get after it.
Centralia Valley Heights is another great one tonight that we want to get some more insight on. Giant Communications Hotline is open for you at 785-547-3700. 3461, 785-547-3461. Give us some insight on the game you were at. Giant Communications Hotline, giantcomm.net. What's better than free, Buzz?
What'd you say, three months of free?
Free times three.
I need to write that down because I just think it's a lot of free.
Yeah, it's a lot of free. So free month of service, free installation, and also a free month of managed Wi-Fi for Giant Communications, giantcomm.net, providing our hotline here this evening. But, Centralia, Valley Heights, last year was 18-16. Centralia got the win on that one. Coming into tonight, Centralia had won 8 straight and 14 of the last 15. But again, they're barn burners, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm assuming 20-14, it's got to be.
I would think so.
I would hope so.
If we had somebody call, we would
Somebody would let us know. That'd be good information to have.
I'd love to have
it. I feel like we're guilt tripping some people right now, but they're just turning the radio off now at this point. Enough of that guilt trip. All right, final little breakdown before we have to go to another break. And we come back for one of our final segments, and that was Axtell against Lynn. And, you know, the main thing with the Eagles was how many points they scored in the first quarter?
46?
46 yeah, points 46 in the first quarter.
Come on. They're a machine.
You're talking about plug and play. It's difficult to do on 11-man football.
Yeah.
It's extremely difficult to do in 8-man football, especially when your plug and play is the offensive line because you've only got three.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
You lose two of them to graduation.
Two studs.
And the Eagles go,
okay,
watch this.
They don't miss a beat. And they just, this team is
machine.
It's insane. Year after year after year, what they're able to do, and just, it baffles me. And I know it's not probably, I shouldn't even say that. Because last year we thought, well, there's going to be some close games. There's going to be some people that will challenge Axtell, and it never happened. I don't know if that's going to be the same way this year, but they did not miss a beat. You put up 76 points in your first game.
Mm.
I mean, they just got dudes at across the board.
Yeah. Sorry, I got real excited there. The big thing with that team, and we're looking at it from an outside, I shouldn't say outside perspective. We're very involved with all of our local teams.
Yeah.
Good relationships with coaches, some of the players. Heck, we're going to have a meet and greet for you with Wes Anderson
Come
soon.
On.
Funny story about that. And then are you just sitting back like I've done in the past week? I just sat back and thought, pause for this time in history right now. And I ask all the listeners right now to just sit and think about that. Think of the time we're living in right now here in Northeast Kansas for football specifically, for Axtell specifically. Trying to make history.
Yeah.
Something that's never been done in 8-man football. 4 straight state titles, 39 straight wins, now 40. Longest streak in Kansas, one of the longest in the nation. I said this in Fever earlier tonight with Brandon Tadman. They're getting close to Smith Center territory.
Hey, they're getting close.
That was 8 straight titles?
Yep.
9 straight titles? That was it's whatever's bigger and better than a dynasty is. That's what Smith Center was.
Yeah.
Axtell's a dynasty right now.
Absolutely.
But it's crazy to think about that. When I'm visiting you in a nursing home in 35 years, I'm going to come up there and give you your little cup of coffee, okay? I'll bring the little container of water to put your teeth in.
Oh, my gosh.
Let you sip on your coffee. And I'm going to say, do you remember when we were doing Axtell football games?
Oh, yeah, and I will remember.
And you, well, hopefully.
Oh, I will. I will, totally.
But we're going to be sitting there reminiscing about this moment that we're in right now.
Yeah.
And I just hope that other people have that same appreciation for what's happening. Because if this was a common thing,
Yeah.
It's not.
No.
Understand and appreciate the greatness around you. Nemaha Central.
Yeah.
Back-to-back state champions. 26 straight. Don't take anything away from that.
That's why we say Northeast Kansas football, it just doesn't get any better.
I mean, if it doesn't make you sit back and just go, man, I'm so lucky and I'm so thankful that God's got me right here. Woo,
come on.
Something's wrong, man. Because if you're a football fan, if you support high school athletics, if you enjoy watching kids go out and give their all, there's nowhere else better than right here.
Yeah, we got it all.
We got to get to a break when we come back. Got more information about the Centralia Valley Heights game, Buzz.
Okay.
Give you a little bit of update on that, as well as we got Luker Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominees to discuss. And then we'll get into some collegiate. And, yes, we'll talk Chiefs Ravens. It's all coming up on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Stick with us.
This is Alan Meyer, Senior Vice President and Business Development Officer at Community National Bank. As a proud Nemaha County native, I deeply understand the unique needs of our local communities. At CNB, we prioritize hometown values and personalized service. Trust us to be your financial partner committed to supporting your dreams and the growth of our community. Stop by and visit with me. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
Equal housing lender.
Corn production has changed dramatically over the years. Recently, the hot topics surrounding profitability are plant health and spoon-feeding nitrogen. Coron, a controlled-release liquid nitrogen, is quickly absorbed into the plant and then slowly released over a period of 3 to 4 weeks. Coron can be applied with your post-herbicide application to give your corn plants the boost of energy they need while determining ear size and growing roots to reach previously applied soil fertilizers. Contact your local Helena salesman to see how Coron can positively affect your return on investment.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
We are wrapping up another summer, which means one thing for you farmers, time to gear up for harvest. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is ready to provide you with the parts, the service, and the machinery you need to have a successful and smooth harvest. Get your equipment checked out now to prevent breakdowns and downtime when it's time to hit the fields. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer in Washington, Marysville, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
Imagine what would happen if you went on vacation without packing bags or making reservations. Now imagine what would happen if you didn't prepare for retirement. At Edward Jones, we believe everyone can be prepared for retirement. That's why we strongly encourage you to open and contribute to an Edward Jones IRA. If you have an IRA elsewhere, it's easy to transfer to Edward Jones and begin receiving the face-to-face advice you deserve. To open an Edward Jones IRA, contact myself, Jeff Russell in Sabetha, Shannon Wright in Holton, or Brad Edwards in Hiawatha. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
The term free does not come around very often. Now is the time for you to take advantage of free times three with Giant Communications. Did you know you can sign up for internet right now with Giant Communications for free? That's right, free times three. It's the promotion running right now for free installation, free month of service, and a free month of managed Wi-Fi. Call them today at 785-362-9331 or go to the website at GiantCom, that's GiantCOMM.net, to see if you qualify. It's the free times three promotion going on right now with Giant Communications.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Denison State Bank turns 123 years old this year, and we really are as easy as 1, 2, 3. With our age comes lots of experience in making banking easy and accessible. Why mess around with those big banks when you can get easy 1, 2, 3 banking right here in your hometown?
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
And we're back here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. It's Jake and Boz here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. What a great night to get the season kicked off with here this evening, Bozzy.
Absolutely.
Man, we cannot accept anything less from here on out. How about some scores for tonight?
All right, let's get the rundown on scores. Hanover, they get the win at El Saline 34-16. Troy, they defeated Republic County 42-8. Marysville, they get the upset win tonight over Nemaha Central 16-8. Ottawa defeats Atchison 24-14. Axtell just keeps on chugging away 76-6 over Lynn. Blue Valley, they're victorious over Washington County 42-14. Centralia, they get the win tonight over Valley Heights, a close one, 20-14. Frankfort absolutely took it to Clifton Clyde tonight, 70-36. Onega gets the shutout win over Donovan West, 40-0. Royal Valley, they defeated Hiawatha, 18-13. Sabetha gets a one-point victory over Holton, 7-6. Riley County gets the win against Jefferson West, 27-14. St. Mary's, they got after Perry LeCompton tonight. They get the win 30-6.
Mm-hmm.
The War on 24, a classic overtime win. Silver Lake 33, Rossville 26. Really, really good ball game to start out this season. McClouth, they get the win over ACCHS 32-12. Horton, they get a big win tonight over Valley Falls 38-8. Oskaloosa, they get the win over Pleasant Ridge 26-14. A close one, really close game tonight. Mar Hill Mount Academy.
The Ravens.
They get the win over JCN 22-20. And Jackson Heights, they defeat Riverside 35-7.
I don't know what that's called, what I'm doing, but
you
it's from Dodgeball.
Like the... People got to hear that. Can they see?
Oh, they can see on the Facebook feed, but people at home. When we're trying to describe what to see, it's a little bit difficult.
It's a little hard.
All right, that's your scores for this evening. We did get a recap from the War on 24. We'll get to that in just a second. Wade Gerstner, I mean, I don't blame the guy. Took him a little bit to get that recap in because, you imagine?
There's a
that
lot
game?
That
oh, man. And, I gave Seth a little bit of grief about the recap length. Just know, get your popcorn, folks. It's going to be a good recap there from Wade. Coming up about the War on 24, we'll get to that in just a little bit. But we did get some information about a specific game we wanted. And again, thank you to the listeners for reaching out via text message. We took a phone call, getting some information. Extremely clean game is something that was submitted about that game. But Centralia down 14-12 and then scored with 5:30 left and got the 2-point conversion. And then Valley Heights fumbled. Centralia ran out the clock. What did you get on that phone call?
That was it. It was back and forth. Centralia scored. What happened? We good?
Yeah, you're good. Sorry.
I heard a little click there.
Yeah, that's my fault.
Valley Heights, they come right back. They tie it up. Centralia scores. Valley Heights goes ahead. And then, like you said, Centralia gets the 2-point conversion. Valley Heights fumbles. Centralia runs out the clock. Back and forth
yep.
game. Just sounded like it was a battle. Heck of a ball game.
Exactly like we were hoping
yeah.
for. Right?
Well, and you look at both these teams, and when you look at preseason rankings, Centralia, Valley Heights, well, if you looked at Max Prep, Centralia was number 6, Valley Heights number 7. As far as Keisha goes, Centralia and Valley Heights both received votes as far as the top 5 in the state. So
yeah.
two teams getting some preseason love, and it was a battle.
No doubt about it. Talk about a battle. The War on 24, two teams that are new to our coverage area. The War on 24 in the Big East League, Bozzy and Rossville Silver Lake. We talked about Holton Sabetha being rivals. The good matchup in week one, JC and Mara Hill reinstilling that rivalry was a great game as well. How about Rossville and Silver Lake? Wade Gerstner. Welcome back, Wade Gerstner, 18-year sabbatical. Those of you in Northeast Kansas, what's fun is that Wade has came back now, Boz, and he'll go around and he'll be like, oh, my gosh, you're running this business? I broadcasted your games
he told me
17 years ago.
Yeah, he told when I met him the other night for the first time, told him my last name. He's like, oh, I broadcasted another Boswell Onega. That would have been 15 years ago, probably.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah, and he was a stud. I remember this game, this time he did this in that moment.
Yeah.
Super glad to have Wade back. He had the War on 24. Wade, tell us what happened.
Well, the first ever high school sports broadcast on 96.9 The Pulse, let's just say it didn't disappoint. It was the War on 24 to kick off the 24 season, and it took overtime to decide it. Rossville and Silver Lake. Silver Lake coming in winners of the last two meetings between these rivals. Rossville jumped out to an early 10-0 lead. Silver Lake able to kick a field goal to close out the first half to cut it to 10-3. Silver Lake only had three plays on offense in the first quarter. Didn't get their first down until 3:26 remaining in the first half, but they got the offense rolling in the second half. Rossville would take a 13-3 lead halfway through the third on a field goal to go up 13-3. But Silver Lake could come right back. Dane Johnson, a 5-yard touchdown reception from Dyson Schooler after Brody Dider had a 37-yard catch on a 4th-and-11, set the score up. And Silver Lake was within 3, 13-10 late in the third. Silver Lake then would take the lead on a 56-yard touchdown pass on a fly pattern to Dane Johnson from Schooler. First play of the fourth quarter, Silver Lake was up 16-13, and we were just getting started, as there were four lead changes in the second half, plus one in overtime. Ross would come right back with 6:06 to play in the fourth, take a 19-16 lead on a 7-yard run by Connor Bush. But Silver Lake would respond with a touchdown drive of their own, scoring to take a 23-19 lead with 2:28 to go in the fourth quarter. J.P. Whitehead, a 57-yard touchdown reception from Schooler. Whitehead made the catch at the 20. Defender fell down, and the rest was history. Rossville would come right back, convert a 4th-and-11 as it was Taysom Horak to Makai Jackson all the way down to the 13. Rossville eventually score with 35 seconds to play on a 1st-and-goal from the run, Horak running it in. And Silver Lake still had one timeout, 35 seconds to work with, but they trailed 26-23. Rossville's ensuing kickoff was short. It was returned by Brody Dider to the 45. Silver Lake, a 23-yard pass to Dider, then a 15-yard pass to Johnson, set up Dyson Schooler after a timeout by Rossville to freeze him. Schooler calmly kicked a 22-yard field goal on the final play of regulation to force overtime at 26-all. In overtime, Silver Lake scores in their first drive. It was an 8-yard pass to Dane Johnson, 2-yard touchdown run by Alan Lease. Made it 32-26, extra point good, 33-26. Rossville would have an opportunity, had a wide-open receiver, but Dane Johnson dove headlong, all 6'3", to knock it away in what looked like was going to be a touchdown to perhaps tie the game. Rossville had a 4th-and-goal from the 5, and Taysom Horak stopped at the 2, and Silver Lake comes away with a 3rd-straight victory in the War on 24, winning in overtime 33-26. It was a contrast in style. Silver Lake had 274 yards passing to Rossville's 86. Rossville had 200 yards rushing to Silver Lake's 24. No turnovers in the game. Taysom Horak of Rossville, 20 carries, 154 yards, and a scintillating 62-yard zigzag run in the middle of the ball game. And for Silver Lake, the story was Dane Johnson at 10 catches, 144 yards, and 2 touchdown receptions. And Dyson Schooler, first start at Silver Lake at quarterback. Start out slowly. We got things rolling. He ended up being 16 of 25 for 266 yards and 3 touchdowns. Incredible game, and what a way to kick off the high school football season. The War on 24 between rivals Rossville and Silver Lake goes to Silver Lake for the 3rd straight year, and for the 2nd time in 3 years, it ends in overtime. Silver Lake victorious by a final of 33-26 to start their year at 1-0.
All right, Wade, thank you for that. Good information on that. War on 24, 2 of the last 3 years in overtime. Man,
that's crazy.
You think they're bitter rivals, my friend?
I would say so.
Answer is yes to that question. All right, Luger Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominees. What do we got right now, Loz?
So we got 4.
Okay, we want at least 5.
We need some more. From Onega, Josh Daniels. He had 3 touchdowns tonight, 100-plus yards rushing the ball. From Horton, Dalton Neosek, 22 carries.
Ooh.
218 Ooh. Yards, 2 touchdowns, big night.
Dude was rolling.
He was rolling. Jackson Heights, Titus Eisenbarth, 1 rushing touchdown. Defensive side of things, 10-plus tackles on the night. And then we had a nominee for Drake Mellies. Don't have any numbers with that.
3 touchdowns is what I've got.
Okay, 3 touchdowns for Drake Mellies in their win tonight over Riverside. That's what we got for the Luker Chiropractic Game Ball.
All right, and with that being said, we've got somebody that is on the Giant Communications hotline, 785-547-3461, and he became a fan favorite last year, Buzz.
Okay.
Do you recall?
I do. I do.
You do?
Should I say it? Are we ready?
Go ahead. Bring him on.
Grandpa Gary. He's back.
I'm back.
We love it.
We were wondering, we were talking off air earlier when during a break, if what if Grandpa Gary's going to call back in?
Oh, I wouldn't miss it.
Oh, my friend. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good, good. What game did you go to tonight? Did you go take in JCN Marhill?
Yes, sir.
It sounded like it was a heck of a ball game.
Yeah, it was. And, you know, I don't want to say anything bad about officiating because it's not their fault.
Well, you better not.
It's Kaushaw because they make it so tough. You know, we really, because everybody goes to Missouri because they get more money.
Yep.
And our JV, they're going to have to play their JV games without referees because they just don't have enough.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's an opportunity I'm going to take real quick, Grandpa, is the fact that the KSHSAA definitely would love for anybody to become an official. And you can reach out to the KSHSAA or go to kshsaa.org and become an official. Because to your point, most definitely officials have been needed, and it's not something new that that we are just coming around on the bend on. This is something that definitely, more officials are definitely needed. I'd agree.
Well, I heard that there were some leagues that were having to do games on Saturday because they didn't get enough referees in. So anyway,
yeah,
it was a good game.
Yeah, talk to me about the game, Grandpa. We couldn't be there. We were in Holton Sabetha, then had to get up here to the studio. So tell me about the game. Tell me what stuck out to you.
Well, as you know, we lost 12 last year, seniors, but we've just got 4 juniors and 4 seniors this year. The rest are freshmen and sophomores. So for us to do what we did tonight, I thought it was pretty good. I think we've got a building going on, and as the middle school moves up in another couple of years, we're going to be another tough one. But the game was good tonight. It Marhill, obviously, and I heard you guys say earlier that did they not have any wins last year?
No, they did not. Nope, they went 0-9 a season ago.
Yeah, so they've much improved. They got some big guys.
Yeah,
and. But then again, so do we. And we had a good game. It was good back and forth. And shout out to Will Elias, the quarterback. I have some family ties with him, and also family ties with Eli Weiser. He was a great one. And his little brother, who's a freshman, was a lot of the lead blocking going on for some of the touchdowns and long runs.
All right.
So
well,
got some.
Nevertheless, Grandpa Gary, I feel like a 22-20 ball game in week number one is a great game to be at, and you couldn't ask for better weather tonight either, could you?
Oh, it was beautiful. It was at that point where if I'd had a hoodie, I'd probably had it tied around my waist and not worn it. But it was a nice weather night for football for sure.
Love that. Well, we love that you called in on the Giant Communications hotline once again. We can expect to be graced with your voice weekly still, correct?
I would hope so, yeah.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to it.
I got 2 nominees, Will Elias
and
Eli Weiser.
Okay.
Both of them are seniors.
Okay. We will put them on the list for Boz's selection coming up. So,
okay.
Much appreciated, Grandpa Gary, for the MSC radio listening audience that maybe doesn't know. Grandpa Gary, and you became famous last year. I mean, everywhere you went, people recognized you as Grandpa Gary.
Yeah.
Your family grew
by
many branches last year.
Yeah, they still do. Like I said, I had some people ask me, are you going to call in?
Absolutely.
You got to do
course.
It. Got to do it. All right, Grandpa Gary. Hey, you have a good rest of your Friday. Enjoy your weekend.
You bet. You too.
Bye-bye. All right, Grandpa Gary, always love when he calls in.
Oh, yeah.
Always good to have conversation with him. And, he just called in. That's how easy it is, right?
Yeah, it doesn't have to be hard. Don't
we
be
got
scared.
A lot of people that, you know, I probably fielded 4 phone calls tonight and offered to transfer them to the board, and they all said, no. And there was one where, in the background, the caller themselves, I think, was going to do it. And in the background, I heard somebody else say, don't do it.
Scared them.
It's not a scary thing. Boz and I are very nice guys. We're not going to put you in positions that are bad with conversations by any stretch.
Yeah.
But Grandpa Gary called in last year one time, told us he was grandpa of a kid, and
went from there.
We ended up, I mean, it was the dark horse. So maybe that's what we need to do. My dark horse is Perry LeCompton. Your dark horse is Troy.
Yeah.
One of the grandpas from those schools, call in, and you'll be the next honorary grandpa for the MSU
okay.
Radio Network.
I like it. I like that.
Alongside Grandpa Gary. We're not replacing him.
No.
We're just, again, expanding the family by more branches here on the MSU Radio Network. All right, we got to step aside here briefly. We've got one more segment to come up to, and that's collegiate basketball.
Basketball. Whoa.
Well, I was going over my outro music, and it scrolled across one that said basketball, and it messed with my brain. Collegiate football. We're going to talk Benedictine, Highland Community College. We'll also talk Kansas State and Kansas football before wrapping it up, as we do every single Friday during football season, talking Chiefs and Ravens. This time, they faced each other, and man, it was a game of inches. Back in 3 minutes here on the MSU Radio Network, you're listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
This is Alan Meyer, Senior Vice President and Business Development Officer at Community National Bank. As a proud Nemaha County native, I deeply understand the unique needs of our local communities. At CNB, we prioritize hometown values and personalized service. Trust us to be your financial partner, committed to supporting your dreams and the growth of our community. Stop by and visit with me. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
Equal Housing Lender.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work as well as conservation and tile projects. MCON recently received the Safety Excellence Award, offering turnkey services for water and sewer projects. MCON has delivered results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned local business in Wathena. MCON is also always looking to add to their 90-plus member team. Contact MCON in Wathena or visit MCONUnderground.com.
Natty Pine Oil is proud to announce the Pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The Pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEP. Natty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
Hello, my name is Sarah Lukert, and I am a certified health coach at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. My specialty is teaching our patients not only how to eat well, move well, and think well, but setting up practical, simple plans to eat clean, exercise responsibly, and remain accountable to their wellness goals. Health goals are so much easier to attain when you have someone to coach you along the way. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha at 284-0088 for your free consultation today.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302, and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302, or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The term free does not come around very often. Now's the time for you to take advantage of free times three with Giant Communications. Did you know you can sign up for internet right now with Giant Communications for free? That's right, free times three. It's the promotion running right now for free installation, free month of service, and a free month of managed Wi-Fi. Call them today at 785-362-9331 or go to the website at GiantCom, that's GiantCOMM.net, to see if you qualify. It's the free times three promotion going on right now with Giant Communications.
This is Dorsey Hall, CEO at Community National Bank. You're listening to Community National Bank High School School Board Show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thanks, Dorsey, as always, and we're glad to be back here for the final countdown on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Jake and Boz. Boz, I made you do it many times tonight. Say hi to the folks.
Hey, everybody.
That's Bozzy. And it's our final segment here tonight. We got collegiate to get to, professional to get to. Give everybody the scores from high school, though, one final time.
Last time on the scores, Hanover. They defeat El Saline 34-16. Troy gets the win over Republic County 42-8. Marysville, they get the upset win over Nemaha Central tonight 16-8. Ottawa defeats Atchison 24-14. Axtell, 76 points tonight. They defeat Lynn 76-6. Blue Valley gets the win over Washington County 42-14. Centralia, they defeat Valley Heights 20-14. Back and forth, fantastic game to start the season. Frankfort puts up 70 tonight. They defeat Clifton Clyde 70-36. Onega shuts out Donovan West 40-0. Royal Valley gets the win over Hiawatha 18-13. Really close ball game. Sabetha gets the 1-point win over Holton 7-6. Riley County, they get the win over Jefferson West 27-14. St. Mary's took it to Perry Lecompton tonight 30-6. Overtime win for Silver Lake 33-26 over Rossville. Fantastic game to start the season. McLouth, they get a big win tonight 32-12 over ACCHS. Horton, they get a big win tonight over Valley Falls 38-8. Oskaloosa defeated Pleasant Ridge 26-14. Moore Hill Mount Academy, they get the win over JCN 22-20. And Jackson Heights, they defeated Riverside 35-7.
Those are your scores for tonight here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Our phone line is officially closed now, but it was presented by Giant Communications, giantcomm.net. What's better than free, Boz?
A lot of free.
Free times three, free installation, free internet for 1 month, and free 1 month. Nope, that's not the proper terminology. And 1 month of free managed Wi-Fi. You can get it more clearly by calling 785-362-9331 or visiting giantcomm.net to see how you can qualify in your area for that promotion. Giant Communications, keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955. You're listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show on 93.7 FM KAIR Horton Atchison, also 103.9 FM KNZA Hiawatha, and 92.1 FM KMZA Seneca, also live, free, and worldwide on the MSC Radio app, as well as MSCSports.net. All right, Boz, we've got a few things to tidy up before we wrap up our first week one here for the 2024 season, and that's previewing next week, so the folks at home can know where we might be so they can win themselves a $50 gift card. It's easy to do. All you got to do is show up, find us. I'll be donning, whether it's a win or a loss, I'll be donning my Baltimore Ravens either T-shirt or sweatshirt. Boz will be sporting his Hutch Blue Dragons.
Let's go.
T-shirt, maybe a sweatshirt. I don't know. Maybe they can get it to you in time. He's been waiting 3 weeks for this shirt. So next time, just drive the 2.5 hours to go get it.
Might have to do that.
Just come up to us and say, hey, Jake and Boz from the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. This is your game of the week. That's all you got to say to us, and you get a $50 gift
card.
That's it. It's that easy. Key matchups for week number two. Boz, I'll let you start.
Well, here's a matchup, and kind of what we look at on this, you know, obviously early in the season, how these teams start the season, and then kind of implications if they maybe stub their toe a little bit early. And the first one we got is Holton at Riley County.
Yep.
I think that's a really big matchup. Riley County, B-Tad talked about them. He's pretty high on Riley County. They're a good football team. Holton kind of trying to rebuild their offensive, defensive line. They were one that Holton received votes in Class 3A in state rankings. But the question, again, I mean, it's that offensive line lost a close one tonight to Sabetha. I think this is going to be a really good matchup. And, you know, Holton, it's not a must-win type deal. They started the season last year 0-2, ended off reeling off a bunch of wins, made it to sub-state. So it's, you know, if they don't happen to win next week, not the end of the season at all, but I think this is a big game for them to get things back on track. And I think it's a big statement game for Riley County to defeat Holton, who's a typical old league Big 7 powerhouse.
Riley County hosting Holton in week number two. Perry at Sabetha. My dark horse, the Cause. They fell tonight to St. Mary's, but they're returning plenty of letter winners. Fall tonight to St. Mary's, but a very tough schedule this first four-game stretch with St. Mary's, Sabetha, Silver Lake, and Holton. And don't forget, they take on the Hayden Wildcats in district play in week seven. Perry has to have success early, coming off just a two-win season a year ago. This is a massive game, I think, for the Cause.
Yeah.
Strictly because you can't start 0-2 with a schedule daunting like that.
Yeah, big time matchup.
And for Sabetha, got a big win on the road. They get their first home game of the season next week against this Perry team. And I think Sabetha, I mean, if you were to tell me they lose 21 letter winners, they only return two offensive starters and three on the defensive side, and they start 2-0.
Oh, that's massive.
That's huge. So it's a big game for Sabetha from that perspective, Buzz.
All right, next one, we got Nemaha Central at Silver Lake. This on paper this could be a battle. And I think it's super important just the way things played out tonight. Nemaha Central, obviously the big win streak, trying to three-peat as a state champion. They dropped the game tonight to Marysville, so maybe a little question mark,
yep,
a little doubt. Silver Lake gets a big-time win tonight in overtime against Rossville. This shapes up. If you're Nemaha Central, maybe you try to regroup and come back thinking, okay, first game, let's get some motivation, move on. If you drop another game next week to Silver Lake, Now the doubt really starts to climb in.
Yeah, I mean, I think it overtakes you potentially. And again, your season's not lost in week one. We've established that tonight. Can your season be lost in week two?
I think it can get really tough. It can't be lost.
Sure.
But I think if you're Nemaha Central in that position, I think it can weigh pretty heavy.
They lose
starting that early.
Nemaha Central loses to Marysville, a 3A school, so you know, no ramifications playoff wise.
Yeah.
This is a two-way school you're going up against now in Silver Lake.
Yeah.
The Eagles are on that uptrend. Again, big-time win tonight against their rival. We're on 24. How do they bounce back off of that emotional high against a two-time defending state champion? Next week's Nemaha Central-Silver Lake game will be a clash of the Titans.
Well, and this is another thing to look at with Silver Lake. You look at their schedule. Get the win tonight against Rossville.
Mm-hmm.
If they can defeat Nemaha Central, then they've got Perry. Then they've got St. Mary's, Baldwin, Riley County. I mean, it doesn't get any easier for Silver Lake. If they can get these first two wins of the season, I think their confidence is going to be just flying high.
That's Nemaha Central at Silver Lake next week. That game will be on 103.9 KNZA. Wade Gerstner will be on the call for that. Rossville at home against St. Mary's. The Dogs, heartbreaking loss tonight to the Eagles of Silver Lake. St. Mary's, a dominant first win in the Big East League for them. Rossville coming in. They dropped Boz, by the way, to 1A this season.
Yep.
Okay? That's a huge storyline that I think got overlooked by a lot of people.
Yeah.
Rossville no longer in 2A. Drops down to 1A. As a result, they're in the same classification now with St. Mary's, as well as some of the other local teams like Jackson Heights. And so Rossville now creeping on that territory. The question with this team is at quarterback. Rossville, kind of a dual system at the moment. Amazing receivers on that skill position side for the Dogs. Tough schedule for them, though. Lost tonight against Silver Lake. Now they got St. Mary's. Then they play Nemaha Central as well.
Come on, that's a brutal three-game stretch to start your season.
If I was an AD from one of those schools, I'd be, I don't know, Case you make the schedules that early? Like, who do you got to take out to dinner to get a better schedule? But definitely priming teams for postseason pushes, though, when you play against teams like that. St. Mary's, obviously, new coach C.J. Marple, but Brady Hurla is hurling that ball once again this year for the Bears. Amazing quarterback for St. Mary's. That'll be a good one, Rossville-St. Mary's, Buzz.
Yep. Next one we talked a little bit about it early. I was hoping it played out that way when we did this. McClouth versus Troy. This is going to be a big one. We talked earlier. Troy's my dark horse team. I'm all about Troy right now. But McClouth, very close second. I was on the bubble with them. But I think this is going to be an absolute battle. McClouth, we talked about it earlier. They return a bunch of guys on offense and defense. And the thing with them is they return their quarterback, running back, the wide receivers, all five starters on the offensive line. That's one thing that I was really leaning towards McLeod, but when you look at Troy, Ganimbo, Jack Hartman, we talked about the freight train. Jack Hartman, 6'4", 227. They got good size on the line. They've got a good schedule in their favor.
Mm-hmm.
I think this could be a game. It's week two, but, man, if Troy can get that win over McLeod, I think they're just going to roll.
And if McLeod gets that win over Troy, McLeod will then play Jackson Heights. And, I mean, again, you're looking at a potential three-way tie for the NEKO. This game right here has massive Northeast Kansas League title implications on it because Troy doesn't play Jackson Heights this season. A couple other matchups that we're definitely keeping our eyes on. They don't make our top five. So just so you folks know, the top five, Holton at Riley County, McLeod hosting Troy, Nemaw Central at Silver Lake, Rossville hosting St. Mary's, and Perry at Sabetha. Those are the games of choice where Boz and I will show up at one of those games for that gift card. The ones that didn't quite make the cut, but that are still intriguing matchups next week, ACCHS against Riverside at Frankfort-Linden rematch. Linden loses two top dogs, Division I athletes from last year's state title team in 8-man Division I. Frankfort dominates this year in their opening round or opening week game. They're ranked number 2 in 8-man Division II, only behind Axtell.
Yeah.
That game would be a good one as well. All right. Luker Chiropractic and Wellness game ball. We always give it away at the very end of our show. Just briefly give the folks who we got really quick.
All right, we got from Onega, Josh Daniels. He had 3 touchdowns tonight, over 100 yards rushing. From Horton, Dalton Niosi, 22 carries, 218 yards, 2 touchdowns.
Haas.
Big night for Dalton. From Jackson Heights, Titus Eisenbarth. He had 1 rushing touchdown. On the defensive side of things, over 10 tackles tonight. Really good game for him.
Yeah.
From Jackson Heights as well, Drake Mellies. He had 3 touchdowns on the night.
He also had an interception. That came in late, just so you're aware.
Another INT. I can add that into the mix. And then we had some nominees from JCN, Will Elias, a junior, Eli Weiser, a senior. Both those guys don't have specific numbers, but had really good games tonight for JCN.
I'm just saying, if Grandpa Gary nominates you, you did something.
Well, yeah.
You know, you did something good.
He didn't just throw names around.
No, except for his grandson. He had to make sure he did that. And then his grandson was like, no, don't ever do that again, Grandpa. Don't do that again. All right, those are your nominees. Boz will award his game ball in just a little bit. All right, time to talk collegiate briefly here. Highland Community College, Boz, a season ago, struggled early. Hit a winning streak mid-season. Yeah. Finished the year right around 500. This year, out the gates. Big 31-0 win against Monroe University. Shout out Crinton Prophet working on the Scotty Sports Network. He got to interview Sky Moore last week. Got a little picture of him with Sky Moore, and he got to interview him. Pretty cool stuff for that young man. But the Scotties start the season off strong, 31-0 at the JUCO level as well. Why don't we go up to NAIA? You got something for me about NAIA? Little BC,
Benedictine Ravens. They had a fantastic game last week against Morningside, traditional powerhouse.
Talk about it.
This game was close. BC got the win 48-45. Now, they jumped out in this game. They were ahead. When you look at the box score, it looks like they're kind of going to run away with it. But Morningside, they come back, make it a close game. Benedictine has the lead 48-45, minute 3 left in the ballgame. Morningside, they started the drive with 55 seconds left on their own 25, got the ball all the way down to Benedictine's 1-yard line, 4 seconds left in the ballgame.
Yep.
They go for the win. They don't get it. Benedictine hangs on. They get the win. That's a massive confidence boost for that team. They got William Penn coming up here on a Saturday. Another big game for them.
Now, that game tomorrow can be heard on 93.7 FM, KAIR. That BC game last week, 19th-ranked BC, Boz. You know what Morningside was ranked?
They were 5? 10?
I got 2 hands up.
Okay.
10.
I only saw the one. I don't know what they were ranked, but
yeah,
I know
they were ranked 10th. Coming into the season. And so you get that top 10 win on the road to begin the season. BC, maybe a little chip on their shoulder. We talked about it last week at the preview show.
Yeah.
Get left out of the postseason last year and come out strong. They got to take care of William Penn. They got to take care of But shout out to the close area NAIA that is a part of the Heart of America Conference, Mid-America, Nazarene, Benedictine, and Baker, all in the top 25.
Let's go.
To begin the season. Let's go collegiate in division number one.
Do you want to go ahead? I was waiting for the chant.
Usually start the chant there.
Chalk, chalk.
Okay, Lindenwood, quality opponent from Missouri. Really, it was a good win for KU.
It was a good win. You start off the season, you get a win. They looked good, did a lot of good things. It is really, I don't know, it's hard to judge. I told you this last week because they played on Thursday, so we talked a little bit about it. A win's a win. And there was a lot of years with KU football where that first game, you didn't know. I mean, we were lucky to get the win, so I'm happy about it. I don't put a lot of stock in it, though. Bigger test this week. They've got they're at Illinois.
Yep.
Big Ten. I think it's going to be a tough game. Last year they took care of Illinois, but first trip on the road early in the season. I think KU comes out on top of that one, I think it's going to be a much, much better game.
I want to know what your thoughts are on Jalen Daniels, the way he looked, and what that looks like going on the road for the first time.
I mean, I liked what he did in that game. I think the thing with Jalen Daniels, I don't know, it's kind of hard to tell early on against a Lindenwood. I mean, I think you can do about anything you want to do, but I think it's going to be a test for him to go on the road against a tough opponent,
sure,
much better opponent. So I don't know. We're going to wait and see. I'm excited about what Jalen Daniels can do. We all know he's an incredible athlete. Health, obviously, has been an issue the last couple of years, but I'm excited to see what he can do.
Kansas State last week took care of UT Martin at home, 41-6 in that game. DJ Giddens' fifth straight game dating back to last year, over 100 yards rushing for the Cats, and the Avery Johnson era officially took flight last weekend as he assumed the starting quarterback role. Quick shout-out to Will Howard. Transferred to Ohio State, won the job, had 300 yards, 3 touchdowns last Saturday for Ohio State.
Had a game.
But anyway, Avery Johnson, one big mistake, threw an interception. It was a pretty bad pass. I think there's still going to be a little bit of a learning curve yet for him.
Yeah.
In his young season.
I got a question for you on that. What do you think about Avery Johnson? I felt watching the game, it was almost, I kind of wondered if there's a concerted effort to keep him in the pocket and throw the ball. He didn't scramble as much. You didn't see his athleticism. Is that something moving forward he's got to do more of?
I don't think it's what he's got to do more of. I think it's what he's allowed to do more of. Okay. I think that there's definitely some hidden stuff right now.
Mm-hmm.
New offensive coordinator, associate head coach Matt Wells from Texas Tech on the staff now for Kansas State. And I think it's by design that they are not wanting him to be very mobile. They don't want him getting hurt, and as a result, I think that they're saying if you feel like you need to scramble, throw it away. And I think we saw that a lot last week, and I think we'll see that honestly until we get into conference play next Friday against Arizona.
Yeah, it's good. That's going to be interesting because I think the dude's phenomenal.
Yep.
when he gets to scramble.
I love that word.
Phenomenal.
Phenomenal. All right, we got to switch over to the Big Ten, Boz, because we always follow Nebraska and GBR. My friend took care of UTEP at home 40-7. They have the current longest streak. I didn't realize this till last week. For most sellouts consecutively in the NCAA right now.
Nebraska?
Nebraska.
Well,
they've been putrid for a decade.
They've got loyal fans.
But they got loyal fans.
I went to a game there last year.
Yeah, you did.
They opened with North Dakota. It was sold out. Real cool environment, though, too.
So they beat UTEP. I forgot to tell you that Kansas State on the road this week at Tulane tomorrow at 11 o'clock. You can hear that pregame beginning at 10 on 92.1 KMZA as well as 103.9 KNZA. Big-time road matchup, K-State-Tulane. Tulane, the Green Wave, they've beaten Kansas State the last two times that they have faced off. Big one for Nebraska. You already talked about Illinois a little bit. Nebraska hosting Prime and Colorado, both teams 1-0.
Yeah.
That's a big-time game tomorrow night.
Colorado got a scare last week. North Dakota State.
Hey-o.
North Dakota State, they always
talk about
them. Like that team that always comes down out of the FCS. and they can beat.
Dude, they've knocked off K-State, KU. They've knocked off Iowa State, Iowa. They don't care if you're Division
I. No, and that was a heck of a game against Colorado. I think, honestly, I think Colorado escaped. You could say that.
For sure.
That was a really good
Shedeur
game.
Shedeur Sanders, though, had 400 yards passing, four touchdowns. I mean, that dude is legit. That'll be a fun one, Nebraska and Colorado. All right, final thing of football, and then we're going to give away our game ball, and we got to get out of here. Just got a few minutes left here in the show tonight. But the NFL. Got kicked off last night. What a ball game.
It was a heck of a game.
What a ball game.
It was a really there was a point there where I thought, what was it, 20-13, 20-10.
Yeah.
And I thought, okay, Kansas City might, if they can score,
yeah, put it away.
Might be a little nail in the coffin. Yeah. It didn't happen. Ravens right. come back, and man, it was a heck of a finish.
I think the Ravens defense was pretty solid last night.
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson accounts for almost 400 yards of offense. They still lose. Would you agree with me on this take? I don't think this is really considered a hot take because I think it's pretty commonly known and commonly agreed upon. I think those are the two best teams in the entire NFL.
I would agree. I think so. I mean, well, you just look historically, obviously the Chiefs on a run, a major run, but Baltimore's always that team that is there late through playoffs, division titles. I mean, and they are. I think they're the two best teams across the board.
I don't think, I mean, literally, by a toe has been said to me, I don't know, 1,000 times today from random people that I do not know.
Yeah.
Seeing them in public and they know who I am and they walked up to me and they said, oh, by a toe.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, all right. You know I'm a Ravens fan.
Well, when it happened live, I thought, eh, that's really close.
Yeah.
And then when they showed the replay, I mean,
but still, yeah. They say it's a game of inches.
A true story.
And that was, I think, the best opening night game that we could have asked for if you're an NFL fan in general.
Yeah.
No, whether you're a Chiefs fan, Ravens fan, doesn't matter. Amazing football game to begin the night or begin the season for sure. I think those teams, one thing we didn't do our predictions.
Well, yeah,
for the seasons.
Well, you said something earlier tonight. What was your prediction? I heard you say something. You can't just throw it out there.
That was just a hope for the universe to take it and make it happen. That's not a legit prediction.
Okay, all right.
So the folks don't need to know about
that. Okay, we don't need to talk about
that. Next week we'll give that, though.
Okay.
All right, we'll have Boz's Chiefs prediction, and I'll have my Ravens prediction. Okay. Last year, my prediction was pretty much on point, except for the people that went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Your prediction was on point.
Yeah.
You're pretty good at that. Not going to encourage people, if you sports bet, don't reach out to Boz. But he's kind of a Nostradamus.
I was close. Chiefs scored last week.
Your prediction was 27-24.
Yeah, it was close. Yours was 24-23, so you weren't too far off.
Yeah, we were right around there.
Yeah.
The game lived up to the billing for sure. All right, final thing, then we got to get out of here. And we're sure you're ready to get out of here and stop listening to us, but we'll do it every Friday night throughout the season. It's that Luker Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball segment here on the MSC Radio Network. Luker Chiropractic and Sabatha proudly presenting tonight's Game Ball. Nominees, once again, Boz, who are they?
From Onega, we got Josh Daniels, 3 touchdowns, 100-plus yards rushing the ball tonight. From Horton, Dalton Niosi, 22 carries, 218 yards, 2 touchdowns. From Jackson Heights, Titus Eisenbarth, 1 rushing touchdown. Defensively, 10-plus tackles on the night. For Jackson Heights, Drake Mellies, 3 touchdowns and an interception on the night. And 2 nominees from JCN, Will Elias, the junior, Eli Weiser, a senior. Those are the nominees for tonight. And I'm going to go.
Whoa. I just wanted nominees. That's all I wanted.
Oh, I can't give my pick?
Not yet.
Okay.
If you want to get somebody on this nominee list every single week, you got to put it in the Facebook chat on our live stream, or you can call us on the Giant Communications hotline every single week. And if you're disappointed that nobody from your team was on this list, make sure next week you put somebody on the list. It's the Luka Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball. Now, Boz, you can give
it. Are you ready?
Yes. Let's see. Who is the winner here in week one?
I'm like holding on here. I'm going with Dalton Niosi from Horton. He balled out tonight. 22 carries, 218 yards on the ground, 2 touchdowns. Big part of that win tonight for Horton, 38-8. in their victory.
Dalton Yossi, congratulations. You are the Luker Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball winner here on week number one, a big night for the Horton, the Chargers, as they got the victory tonight over Valley Falls. And big thanks to Dalton Yossi for that. All right, Boz, we got week one in the books. What are you most excited about next week?
Oh, geez, there's a ton of good matchups, but I the most excited I am is my team this season, Troy and McLeod. That's going to be a heck of a ball game.
All right. Make sure you check out mscsports.net to learn more about all your area teams, scores, schedules, and results. Keep it locked here on the MSC Radio Network as well. Download the MSC Radio app on Google Play or the Apple Store. That way you can listen to us anywhere. Until next time, go Ravens, go Chiefs, go Cats, I guess go Hawks.
That's right.
Have a great weekend.
The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is brought to you by Helena Agra Enterprises, JBN Telephone Company, by McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca, Bruna Implement Company, Blue Valley Technology, by Honeyman Ford, Sunflower Community Credit Union, by Commercial Tire Solutions, by Giant Communications, MCON, by the Denison State Bank, BNP Propane, by American Family Insurance, Brad Noller Agent, by Luker Chiropractic, and by The Elevator in Valley Falls. The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.